Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin He is posek a very important principle by Nerot Hanukkah, and that is that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah is in the lighting as opposed in the placement of the menorah. That means it doesn't matter who put the menorah, who placed it down in its place where eventually it's going to be lit. I don't care if a minor or a Hiresh or Teh, those that are exempt, let's say they set up the menorah in the place where you're going to light it, we don't have to reset it up again by a Gadol, because that's called Hanaha. Hanaha is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah actually is the lighting of the menorah itself. There's a big discussion amongst the poskim that is it permissible to light the menorah in one place and then move it to a different place. It's clear from all the poskim that they all prefer you to light it in one place and leave it there. She's light it in the place that's kasher, and that you're going to plan to leave it there by the window, wherever you light, outside, depends where you light, and leave it there. Don't move the menorah after you light it. That's clearly according to all the poskim. We're talking about over here, if you did move it, does it count? Shulchan Aruch clearly writes in Tafresh Ayin He, in Halacha Aleph, that one should not move the menorah after he lights it, because the people are going to think that he's lighting it for his own purpose. He's moving it from here to there. It's like it became a lantern. He's moving the lamp from one area to another area. Shulchan Aruch also brings another case that the poskim are against. Let's say he lights the menorah and he's going to hold it. He's going to stand there holding it in place for a half hour. Since he's holding it, he didn't put it down. So the poskim also are concerned. It looks like he's using it for his own purpose. That's the way Shulchan Aruch writes. Because of this halacha, the Ben Ishchai said that if God forbid somebody's sick and he cannot light the menorah, he's in his bedroom, so therefore the halacha says he should appoint a shaliyah downstairs so that the guy light for him. He's against lighting in the bedroom of the sick person and then moving the menorah downstairs to the window. He shouldn't move the menorah. The Ben Ishchai says, let the sick guy appoint a shaliyah. You're my agent. Go downstairs, light the menorah for me, make the berachot, and finish. Maybe even he can make the berachot, and then let the shaliyah go downstairs. That's a different discussion. Hakam Avadia argues on this, because something changed today. Bizman Azeh, we use a menorah. We have a special apparatus where we put the nerot. So he says today that even if you move a menorah around, nobody's going to say that he's doing it for his own purpose. It's a menorah. It's not a lantern. Maybe those days they just lit candles, so therefore you don't know. But today you know. So therefore, Chacham Avadia agrees. Don't move the menorah. But if you did move the menorah, it's not going to invalidate it, Bizman Azeh. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the same psak in his Mishnah Berurah, Tafresh Ayineh. And for this, Chacham Avadia says that if a person wanted, although it's not preferable, if he wanted, he could let the sick guy light in his bedroom, and then after he lights, let the guy take it downstairs. Because everybody knows that it's a menorah. He says, "Hanerot halalu," right after. Everybody knows. Nobody's going to think that he's lighting it for his own purposes. But again, still, Chacham Avadia prefers to appoint a shaliyah, but in principle, he holds today, it's not such a big problem as it was in the olden days to move the menorah around anymore, because of this inyan, that it's nikah, that we have a menorah makes it obvious why we're lighting. So again, the din is adlaka osa mitzvah, and the poskim agree that this law would apply to Nerot Shabbat and applies to Nerot Yom Tov also. That is the adlaka. I don't care who sets up the candles, doesn't matter. The hanaha is not the issue. Whoever sets up the Nerot Yom Tov, you can have a goya set them up, technically. You can have an animal set them up. What's the difference? A monkey. But the point is, the lighting. Of course, once a person lights, preferably Just like you shouldn't move the Nerot Hanukkah after you light it. You should put it in the place where ultimately it's going to stay. The same thing would apply to Nerot Shabbat Yom Tov. Although the Taz argued, but Rav Chida already defended the position of those that say that also Nerot Shabbat and Nerot Yom Tov and Nerot Hanukkah all have the same principle. And there's an easy way to remember that, because the Berakah and all these is Lahadlik, which reminds us Hadlakah Osam Mitzvah.